Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. May we pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come now as humbly as we know how, thanking you for this another day. Even in the midst of our grief on today, we thank you for being a good God. We thank you for being an all-sufficient Savior. And we thank you for loving us in spite of ourselves. And right now, Lord, it is my prayer that you send your comforting presence. We ask you to flow in this place. Move from heart to heart and from breast to breast. We ask you to touch the hearts of these family members and friends. We ask you, Lord, to comfort and keep them, Lord. Be with us now, for thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever, we pray. Amen. As we come here to celebrate the life of Mother Bennett, I want to encourage you from the subject, navigating challenges. Navigating challenges. And this theme is taken from Psalm chapter number 46, verses 1 through 7. And verses 10 and 11. And it reads as follows. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the water roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, there is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations rage. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And it goes on to say that simply to be still and know that I am God. God will be exalted among the nations. And God will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. My brothers and my sisters, this psalm, it celebrates the confidence that God's people have in his presence and his help. On today, I want you to understand first and foremost that our God is a loving God. Our God is a compassionate God, and he is an all-knowing God. And most importantly, he is the Most High. Because he is the Most High, we understand that there's nobody greater than our Lord and our King. And on today, even in the midst of our grief, we can take great comfort in knowing that the God we serve is sovereign. He is omniscient. He's the king above all kings. He's the Lord above all lords. And he is our safe place in our time of brokenness. Understand that God, he is a bridge over troubled waters. He is the potter that puts us back together again when we find ourselves broken, when we are hurt. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. And in the midst of our grieving, he is a safe place. And in his presence, there is an overflow of joy and loving kindness. In times of struggle and in times of trouble, he is a place of solace. That means he's a place of peace. God is our strength in our times of weakness and loneliness, and he is the one true source that sustains us day in and day out. He is present in our lives to be a help. And because of this, my brothers and my sisters, we have no need to fear on today. We have no reason to fear because God is in the midst and he has promised never to leave us nor forsake us. We are grieving on today, but he's promised never to leave us nor forsake us. We have heavy hearts, but he has promised never to leave us nor forsake us. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, but one thing we do know is that God is with us. And he has promised us that he would never leave us nor forsake us. Jesus tells Martha in the Gospel of St. John that I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live, even after dying. Everyone who lives in me and believes in me, yes, my sister, they will never die. And when we die in the Lord, absence from the body means that we are present with him. God is in the midst of what we're going through. He shall not be moved. God understands the struggle. And God understands the process. But I want you to understand that our God shall not be moved. He understands that there are heavy hearts here on today. But understand, God is with you. He shall not be moved. The Bible says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy will manifest itself in the morning. We understand this because the Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Sometimes the going's going to get tough and it's going to get rough in the valley of the shadow of death, but we don't have to fear no evil because God is with us. His rod and his staff, they comfort us, and he prepares a table before us in the presence of our haters, in the presence of our naysayers, in the presence of our enemies. He anoints our head with oil. Our cup overflows. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives because he's with us. Yes. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Family, I want you to be encouraged and I want you to be comforted. You know that Virginia loves you all. And because God loves you and Virginia loves you, my challenge is that you love one another freely and unconditionally. See, the Apostle Paul tells us no matter what we're going through. Love is patient. Love is kind. It's not jealous. No. It's not boastful. No. Nor is love proud. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable. It keeps no record of being wrong. And it does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Understand, family, that love never gives up. Love never loses faith. Love, even in hopeless situations, is still hopeful. It endures through the good, the bad, and the ugly. Understand, prophecy and speaking in unknown languages and special knowledge will become useless. But I want you to understand that love will last forever. So even though you'll miss Sister Virginia and you will miss her physical presence, you have the confidence in knowing she is with God. And that same God that she's with is with us. And he is our help. Why? Because the Lord simply made a choice to be with us. And he is with us. I want you to understand, because he's a covenant-making God, a covenant-keeping God, and a covenant-sustaining God. And we understand that God cannot and will not be moved. Therefore, because he will not and he cannot be moved, there's no need to fear. And we know God is our refuge. God is the strength of our hearts and our portion forever. And he is a present help. And because he is our refuge, because he is our strength, and because he is our help, there's no need to fear. The Bible says, just be still. And we can be still simply based on God's promise that he makes about himself. He says, I am with you. When all seems lost, he is with you. When there seems to be no hope, he is with you. When you feel like you're all alone, he is with you. When people have counted you out, he is with you. When sorrow seems close and joy seems distant, he is with us, because great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. So how can we navigate these challenging times that we are facing and emerge victoriously? One, to be victorious, we must stay connected and stay committed to God and his holiness, even in the midst of our difficulties. Number two, triumphant living, even in the midst of our grief, requires having constant confidence in God's presence and in God's power. And last but not least, overcoming challenges requires us to take comfort and be reassured in God's ability to provide strength, to provide help, and to be a refuge in our times of difficulty. Family, friends. Remember, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. Therefore, do not fear. The songwriter simply wrote these comforting words at the cross. At the cross, where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith that I received my sight. And now I am happy all the day. Let's give God some praise up in here. May we pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we simply thank you again for being a good God. We thank you for being our refuge. We thank you for being our strength. And we thank you for being our help. And we rejoice because you are with us. And because you're with us, there's no need to fear. So we thank you. And I ask this prayer of comfort yet again over this family as they go forth into the unknown, but they go forth knowing that there's no need to fear because you are their refuge, their strength, and their help. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Forever we pray. Amen.